Rock of Wichita.
On the phone with me right now, Paul Wonky from Smells Like Nirvana. What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
Oh, we are expecting you to come down here and deliver a great show, man. January 10th, it's our first show for the new year in 2020, man.
Yeah, we're starting things off right, you know, because Nirvana was a big deal over 20 years ago.
So, right.
That's why we're doing this, you know.
Before we get into that, first of all, happy birthday. You just celebrated your birthday, right?
Yeah.
Do anything exciting?
My girlfriend woke me up. She's my fiance. She woke me up with balloons on the ceiling. She took me to a spa and we had sushi. And then at the end of the night, she took me to a magic show because I used to be in the magic when I was a kid growing up.
Yeah.
And she just really, really floored me, man. Really cool.
That's fantastic, man. That's cool that, like, I mean, you're turning 34 years old as I am, man. So, like, just balloons and magicians, man. It's still a thing, and we love it.
Dude, I felt like a little kid. And I got excited. I met a magician. I was like, hey, dude, I used to really be in the magic. And he didn't care. It's like being a musician, you know, like when people come up to me like, hey man, I used to practice guitar, I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's cool,
you know. It's like, yeah,
good for you.
Like, okay, what's your point?
Well, hey, before we get into Smells Like Nirvana, I want to talk about a couple other things you guys are working on right now. You specifically, you've had, you know, quite a career so far. You were in Kill Hannah. You were touring with them when they opened for the Pumpkins. Played drums for the Rock of Ages musical, which is super cool, to be quite honest. How is that different from like touring bands?
It's in LA right now. I'm still friends with those guys. The guy that hired me was the guy in the movie, the bass player in the movie, David Gibbs.
Wow, okay.
Hey, I'll be honest, dude. Like, it was cool. Like, one of my first gigs before anything was playing drums on a cruise ship. And just being on a salary to do music is cool. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, it sounds funny to play on a cruise ship, but, like, when you're 22 years old, you're getting a decent salary, it's cool.
Yeah.
After that, I played for Kill Hannah. I did Rock of Ages, and I played for Trivium.
It's just
for me, it's been an amazing experience. It's translating to songwriting because it felt like once in a lifetime stuff. You know,
right, like, right. When you were drumming with Trivium too, I read this the other day. Your first gig with the band was at Knotfest 2015, right?
Yeah, it was over 40,000 people.
That is one hell of a welcome party.
Yeah, it was a little crazy. And, dude, like, my original band that I just started singing for, inspired by Smells Like Nirvana, everything's, like, a culmination of it. It's, like, of things that's gathered, you know what I mean? It's, like,
right.
If I hadn't done those cruise ship gigs or worked with any other band, I wouldn't have been ready for the Trivium thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and therefore, with my new original band, I wouldn't be ready to, like, dude, our first show, we played with Cedar. It was like 3,000 people. Like, if I didn't have that experience, I wouldn't be ready personally. You know,
right?
And my other band members are younger guys, but you know what I mean. It's just like you just go out there and you do stuff, man. Like Dave Grohl says, you go out there, you suck, and you make stuff happen.
Right, right.
You know, you can't hold yourself back because if you're negative about it, if you're like, no, I don't know if I can. You go out there and you do stuff and stuff starts happening.
Right.
Know?
So let's talk about your new band, Dead Original. You play guitar and sing for this one, just like you do for Smells Like Nirvana, right?
Yeah. And that's exactly why I got inspired to do this because, dude, I've always played drums. So like when people are singing along and singing the songs, I'm like, whoa, number one, I'm a huge Nirvana fan. I'm like, is this what Kurt felt like?
Right.
And then number two, it's like, dude, it's like it's inspired me to be like, man, I should write my own stuff. At the end of the day, this is like, I feel like this is who I am, like songwriting wise. You know, like I've played in a lot of metal bands and I've done some stuff, but like at the end of the day, like I feel like, dude, this is me because it feels natural. I'm just playing.
Right.
And it's cool. You know,
is there a huge difference between, you know, being on the kit in the back of the band versus, you know, being up front on guitar and singing?
There's a huge difference because drums, if the drummer sucks, the band sucks. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you have this pressure. You gotta be the guy that holds it all together. And when I'm playing guitar and I'm singing, I don't know if it's because it's like more grunge, because like grunge is like loose. You know, I don't have to be so polished. It's not like American Idol or The Voice or something. I feel like I have more fun. I have more fun than playing drums. That's what it is for me. you know.
And you know,
I'm sure other drummers would be like, would have a different opinion, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, we're talking about drummers. You've got a pretty decent one in your band, both, I think, in Dead Original and in Smells Like Nirvana, right? Nick Rich?
Yeah. He just joined. He was supposed to be on this interview, but he's sleeping in because we went out partying last night.
Oh, Nick. And he's a young buck, man. He's supposed to be the one that gets up and just, like, just pops right out of it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. He's the grandson of Buddy Rich. I was telling my fiance, I was like, you know, I just wish I could find, like, a good drummer. out of nowhere, dude. Like, I just got, Nick and I just started talking. I was like, where do you live, man? He's like, I just moved to Chicago from Vegas. I'm like, this is insane. This makes any sense.
Now, does he use the traditional hand grip like his grandpa did?
No, he uses mats. Okay. Do you play music? How do you know that?
Oh,
not a lot of people would ask.
I'm a musician. Yeah, I grew up in band. Both my parents are band directors. My dad's a percussionist. I grew up in actually a vocal performance major in college for 2 years.
I was gonna say that's not a normal question, man. You know? That's cool. Yeah, dude. Buddy Rich was all about the traditional for no reason because we know that Max is better, right?
Right. So, exactly.
You can't argue that. That doesn't make any sense.
Has he ever tried to pull out the impossible drum solo?
No, he's his own person, man.
I got you. Okay.
And what's crazy too is he just uses Buddy Rich's stuff. Like, he uses Buddy Rich's signature drumsticks.
I'm right,
like,
right.
Man, you're such a nice guy. You should get your own stuff though.
Right.
You know?
One day it'll come. I'm sure.
Yeah, I think he just really loves his, granddad.
So yeah. Oh, yeah. Whatever. For sure. I mean, I have to imagine that's one of the reasons he got into drumming is because of his grandpa, you know?
Oh, yeah. Dude, I mean, his mom leads the tribute to Buddy Rich show. You know?
Oh, wow. So okay.
He's well connected in the industry. That's really cool.
Well, and you guys, I mean, you've got some pretty good connections, too, with Dead Original. Dennis Sanders is managing you guys. He managed Papa Roach not too long ago, too.
Yeah. Over 10 years ago, but he did two albums. He's also done other things, but that's like the most. I'm a Papa Roach fan, dude. I love Papa Roach.
Oh, so, yeah. One of the best pure live bands I've ever seen.
Yeah. And dude, okay. So here we are. That's why we do Smells Like Nirvana, because I feel like there's, the idea of playing real instruments is dying.
You know,
it's like there's so many bands out there with backing tracks. It's like, dude, you could just have a trio like Rush or Nirvana.
Right.
And just play your instruments. You don't need backing tracks. You don't need, it's like always, and even with production, like recording wise, it's all like too much, in my opinion.
It's funny.
Maybe
that
I'm old school.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because, like, I literally just had the same conversation with Sam Loeffler from Chevelle a few weeks ago. Like, we were talking about, bands that use all those backing tracks. It's like, it's just three guys and all that sound comes out of three guys. Like, and I mean, it's just, it comes down to just simplicity and just playing, good music, being good at what you're doing too.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
Now you guys have been here before with, Smells Like Nirvana. I think you were here last year.
Yeah. We did two shows so far.
Yeah.
Always been like 800, 900 people. It's been crazy, dude.
What do you remember about the Wichita show specifically?
I mean, dude, that's a big venue. It's 1,800 capacity, so it's like, it's huge, man.
Yeah.
You know?
It's one of the more unique places, too.
Because it's a ballroom, right? So
like, yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's got the dome. That's what everyone always comments. They're like, it looks like an old skating rink or something from the 50s or 60s.
It reminds me of, we just played, Dead Original just toured with Candlebox, and we played a show at Turner Hall Ballroom. It reminds me of that venue. Kind of.
Yeah, but a little bit.
They're not a dome, but like inside of it looks the same.
You guys pretty much play the whole library. You can play the whole library from Nirvana. Does that include, some of the stuff from Bleach?
Oh, of course. We do Dive. We do it all, man.
Okay. You pull out the Love Buzz cover?
Dude, we do Love Buzz. Dude.
Oh, yeah.
That one's really fun. That one feels like it's like a cover band, like just a jam song, I feel like it's a throwaway song, but when we do it, people are just singing it, they love it.
There's something about it because it's got that kind of natural feel to it. It feels like a bunch of dudes just standing there playing good music and having a good time. Like, that's, the whole point.
Yeah.
That's the whole vibe of that song.
Well, that was a cover song, actually.
Right.
And that's crazy, dude. That's another thing too. Like, in the music industry, people sometimes people hate on me for doing this, but I've done this since all my gigs the past 6 years.
Uh-huh.
Even when I was in trivia, I was flying around doing this. But it's like I really love Nirvana. And number two, don't forget, the Beatles started out as a cover band. Queen started out as a cover band.
Yeah.
Nirvana started out as a cover band. Nirvana was a CCR tribute band,
right?
With Chris and Kurt. So it's like, don't forget that. You know, it's not like we're DJs on stage with a laptop.
And it's, I mean, so, you guys are bringing, you know, the classics out. You're playing them as traditionally and as close as you can to, you know, the original material. But there's also kind of an original flair to it with you guys as well. I mean, you know who you are and what you're doing.
I would say that as far as stage banter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But so that means, have you been to a show? That probably means you've been to a show.
I came to the one last year. I was there for a little bit. Yeah.
We don't try to be in a box of like, you know, like a Beatles tribute that wears the suits and they right. have the English accent. We don't do that. We're just who we are. We're doing Nirvana, you know?
Yeah. You don't go on, you may look like Kurt Cobain, but you don't go on there and say, "Hey, I'm Kurt Cobain." Like that's not what you're about.
I look like a 200-pound, 6-foot Kurt Cobain. Exactly. But I'm myself, you know.
You know, Nirvana was, you said Nirvana was a big influence in you. Like, are they one of the reasons that you kind of got into music? Like, are they kind of that catalyst?
Oh, totally, dude. I was like 6 years old or seven, and I saw a live video of them, and I said, "I want to do that. I want to play guitar and I want to sing." I just started jamming with my brother and one of our best friends, and they would make me play drums. So that's why I started playing drums.
Okay.
But it was Nirvana that got me into music.
So now here you are trying to follow that. You're trying to follow that Dave Grohl path, you know, drumming the Nirvana band, and then
yeah. Hey, it's starting to work out. We're working with Dennis now, so
yeah. Yeah, there you go, man.
See what happens?
That's, things are working out for you, and Smells Like Nirvana is a lot of fun. You know, even it's. People always kind of poo-poo. It's like, oh, it's a cover band. Well, I've already heard all these songs. Yeah, but you've not heard them live, and you're never going to hear them live from Nirvana again. So
yeah.
Get out,
dude,
there and
Nirvana's
listen to the closest
man.
Thing you
it's
can.
It's not like a tribute to AC/DC, you know?
Right.
You know what I mean? This is special.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're stoked to have you guys back out here. I'm excited to kind of see. I'm really excited to follow your career path, because Dead Original, I was listening to it a little bit ago. It's very, it has like that kind of 90s grunge vibe to it. There's like, you hear that Alice in Chains kind of effect to it. You hear the Nirvana effect to it. I mean, there's a lot of elements there that remind me of kind of the grunge era, but at the same time, it's got a cool, original, modern sound to it, too.
Thanks, man. Well, what I tell people is, on the surface, when you look at a video, you're going to be like, that sounds like, he looks like Kurt. Or when you listen to it, it sounds like Nirvana. But I'm 34 years old, man. I've been doing music for a long time. It's a little different. Rhythmically,
yeah,
it's all about the rhythm. It's a little different. So on the surface, you might be like, it sounds like Nirvana, LCS, but it's not. It's,
right,
this is different. It's different, man.
Well,
so
I dig it.
That's cool. You notice that,
yeah.
And I think you notice that because you do music, man.
Yeah,
you know. So
I'm all about cool. it, man. I wouldn't be working in this career if I wasn't a big music fan, you know. And I do a lot of analysis and reviewing, and I'm really stoked to kind of hear the direction you guys going with that. Stoked to see you guys again with Smells Like Nirvana. I didn't get to see the whole show last time, so I'm going to definitely stick around for the whole thing this time.
Yeah, man. Well, come on out, dude. We'll obviously, you know, the cotillion, but either way, we'll put you on the list or whatever.
Perfect. Perfect, man. January 10th, Smells Like Nirvana, going to be out the cotillion. Tickets available, T95.com. Paul, thank you so much, man. We're looking forward to seeing you in the new year.
Take care, brother.
One site to find out everything you want to know. T95.com. Concert details, station events, the freeloader page to win free stuff.
Right on.
Check out the Todd and Tyler page with their podcasts, music news, happenings around town. Plus, if you don't have a radio nearby, you can listen live to the T95 stream.
Yeah, baby!
All online at T95.com.